Hi everybody, this is Ebony with the Emissary Group. I'm back with season 3. Yes, I have seasons. This episode is entitled, Aside from Money, What Would Improve Your Financial Situation? I know what you're gonna say. The money you just put aside. No, but what can you do now that'll help you in the future? Is it your outlook on money that's holding you back and your outlook on life? Because rich and poor is just a mindset. And, you know, that's a deeper topic. Is it your education that's keeping you from having a better situation? If you go back to school and you get a trade or something like that, is it your skill set? Do you not have enough skills to pay the bills? You gotta have skills to pay the bills, and you know that. Your mama told you that. What about your attitude? Is your attitude, like, if you're at a job, is your attitude keeping you from having a promotion or going to the next level? Because you may be good at your job, and I've seen this before. People are very good at their jobs. They can do it with their eyes closed, but their attitude toward their boss or toward other employees is causing them to be stuck in a position, you know. And those things happen. Just because you're a good worker doesn't mean you're going to get promoted, okay? Sometimes they like to keep good little workers in their good little spots, in their good little positions. Then you'll find that the person that's buddy-buddy with the boss or the person that's more likable with less skills, they tend to move up and they don't know what they're doing. But they make connections and they make bonds with the right people. And really what it is people who have a vast majority of skills and all this, they lack. Sometimes they lack in the charisma area. They feel like, well, I'm this, this, and that, so I don't have to say this, this, and that. And we hear it all the time. You say you're not going to kiss butt and do this and do that. I'm just going to do my job. Go home. Okay, you just do your job and go home, and that's what you'll be doing for the next 3 or 4 years. You'll be the person that never kissed up to the boss and kept it so, so real. You keep it 100. You keep it 1,000. You know, you kept it so real, and you really in the same position you was in last year, and the year before that, and the year before that, and 2020 gonna be your year. Every year gonna be your year. Let you tell it. But anyway, aside from money, what would improve your financial situation? Would your outlook on money improve it? Your education, your skills, your attitude? Think about that. Because if you get more money, you still don't know how to manage it. What? You know what I mean? So, learn how to manage the money you have. And when you need more, learn how to get more. What can you do to get more money? Could you be nicer to your boss? Could you work smarter and not harder? Could you gain some new skills? It's so many online courses and schools you can sign up for. I did one so I can learn how to work inside of QuickBooks. Education. Could you go back to school and finish those last little bit of classes and get your associates, your masters, your bachelors? I'm a bachelorette with a bachelor's. Also, this is another thing I wanted to touch on. How much do they pay y'all when y'all go viral on Facebook? Because I need to know that, because it's starting to look like followers equal dollars. That's what it looked like. Followers equal dollars. And that's pretty much it for this episode. Aside from money, what can improve your financial situation? And how much, y'all find out how much they pay these people that go viral. Because we're going to have to do something this year. You said this was your year, so we'll see. I also want to announce that I am along with the Emissary Group. I also, now I am managing a new local artist. He's a local rap artist, and things are going to be great. I'll be tagging him, posting him, and everything, so I want y'all to check him out. We got a lot of things coming this year. We're stepping outside the box. We're doing a lot of things different, but we still have the Emissary Group, the financial brand, the financial literacy group. We're still, our outcome is still income, okay? That's what it is. Aside from money, what can improve your financial situation? How much do they pay when you go viral? I'll check y'all on the next episode. Thanks for listening. Bye.